From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Morning.
Big night on TV last night. The Jimmy Kimmel, Norman Lear thing. That was so cool, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny that we could actually laugh at a sitcom script that was written in the 1970s still in 2019.
Well, we laugh at it when we watch it in reruns.
Yeah, that's true. I thought the cast was great. Woody Harrelson, I think, nailed it as Archie Bunker. I still wanted him to be like frumpier, you know, fatter, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
Fatter. But Jamie Foxx killed it as Sherman Hemsley. Yeah. OMG. He was great. And of course, he flubbed it in the middle. So last night I was watching Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy was not on. Lena Waithe, who's a... she's a writer and a comedian, and she started her own stuff. Was guest hosting because Jimmy was busy doing the live broadcast. And my favorite new thing. The berry button. Oh, yeah. You push the berry button and out pops Halle Berry.
Oh, gosh. I was watching that and I thought, oh, please.
I need one. We need a berry button in here. We got to get us a berry button. She came out, and you know what? The piece de resistance is she planted a big old wet one on Lena at the end of the bit. That made my whole week. made my whole week. Hashtag Barry Button. Yeah.
You slept real good last night, didn't
I
you?
I did. All right, it's time for the Who Cares news. What's going on today?
Well, Flip or Flop co-star Christina Anstead's new show, Christina on the Coast, premieres tonight on HGTV.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to... I don't think this is going to be all that great of a show. I want to see her and Tariq, and they're still filming Flip or Flop.
I was thinking this week because, you know, I watch a lot of HGTV.
You do.
Network. Yeah. Way too much.
Way too much.
Because it's mindless, and I enjoy it.
You really need to talk to a therapist about that. But anyway.
So, I'm watching the promo for that show.
Yeah.
Because I've never been a Christina fan. The promo and everything in the promo.
Yeah.
She looks happy.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
And she sounds more relaxed. Right now, she seems more likable to me.
I'm having problems not calling her Christina El Moussa.
Well, yes.
That's the tough part. Because El Moussa, come on.
Oh, I'm going to watch.
You're going to watch tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, report back tomorrow. Let us know.
Well, the long-awaited design show by TV's most famous house flipper slash divorcee slash remarried pregnant woman.
And she I think that covers it. About covers it.
I did a lot of eye rolls, you know, while this was coming up. But
she's famous for the eye roll and a little stink eye on
it sounds
camera.
Like, yeah. Just even on the promo, it sounds like someone got a hold of her and said, we're going to teach you how to talk better.
I doubt that. I bet you she just rifles through everything. She's such a motor mouth, you know. But I think it'll be amazing. Buyers are going to, they're going to be obsessed. I've watched a little myself, okay? All right.
So what is her husband's name?
Anstead. And he is a host.
But what's his first name, really?
I think it's Anthony. But he's British. And the British... Now, everybody who listens to this program in the UK is going to go like, so I caution you right up front. I've heard a lot of British people have a difficulty, or that it's not difficulty. They don't pronounce the TH sound the same way we do. It's like the H is silent. So instead of Anthony, he probably grew up calling himself and his friends called him Anthony. So Ant short for Anthony. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't know if that's true or not. I just made that crap up.
Anyway.
We'll move on.
Her and Aunt Anstead, because now she's Christina Anstead.
She's Christina Anstead. Yeah, they got married.
They got hitched late last year before announcing she was pregnant. She told people that she felt a little different, so she bought a pregnancy test.
Uh-huh.
And it was positive.
Of course.
So to tell Aunt.
Yeah.
I don't like aunts.
Well, that's his
name. If you called me Aunt, I would just have a problem with that. I would be
don't you have any nephews and nieces? They call you Aunt.
She shucked it into his coffee. He thought it was a thermometer. And my
I hope he didn't drink the coffee.
And my thought was, gross.
I know, right? It's like,
yuck.
Ooh, this coffee tastes so different. Got a tad of estrogen in here.
No, I'm not worried about the estrogen. I know, I'm worried about the urine.
I know, the urine, yeah, right. Well, maybe she washed it off.
I don't care. I don't care.
Maybe she washed it off.
I hope she poured him a new cup of coffee.
I hope so, too. Well, maybe she told him, get off your butt and go get your own. Do I look like the maid? Do I look like Marla Gibbs, who, by the way, was marvelous last night?
Spoiler Marla alert. Gibbs, that was the best. I think that was the best part of the whole night for me.
Yeah. You know what I read, too? That she was not on the original cast list. That was a total surprise to everyone, including the press.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they named somebody else who ended up not being on the show. But this was the big surprise, the big, you know. And the audience caught it right away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny is when she started her mannerisms,
yeah,
you know, she started walking and the way she tilts her head.
Just stuff, like Florence.
I thought, oh my gosh, that's Florence. I was so excited.
At 78.
I love Florence.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx, even though he kind of overreacted a little bit.
A little? Probably, you think?
Yeah. The voice?
No, he did well.
Oh, the voice was his voice was awesome.
And I thought that I loved the hair. I loved the hair.
Yeah.
Kerry Washington was in it, too.
Yes.
She was good. Will Ferrell, for God's sake. Will Ferrell was in it. Hopefully it's on demand today or on Hulu or something. It'll be fun.
All right, so Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Hanks.
He was chilling at the Country Music Festival Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm. That's Coachella for country folk in the same place, actually.
I want to go.
Stagecoach?
Yeah. As a celebrity, he was probably supposed to have people who take care of him.
Well, yeah.
And his every whim during such events.
Sure, sure.
Not that he's like that. But apparently...
Assistant.
Hanks couldn't even get a beer.
What?
No one on his team procured for him a special wristband to prove his age.
So somebody said, sorry, can't serve you, you're not 21?
You gotta have a wristband.
Oh my God.
So when they wouldn't serve him, he offered to bribe the bartender with tickets to Toy Story 4.
I'm not sure that would set well with Bob Iger.
So if you're Tom Hanks,
yeah, right,
and you know this, you're serving, and you know this is Tom Hanks,
yeah,
and he doesn't have a wristband, and you give him a beer,
yeah, but you know what?
Do you think that person would get in trouble?
Yeah, I think they would, actually. He's not above reproach, that Tom Hanks. Not above reproach. And you know who probably would have had a wristband at Stagecoach had she gone? Is Halle Berry, so.
Would they have served her without a wristband?
I'd serve her without a wristband. Jeez. Have a good day. See you tomorrow, and.
That's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.